Thunder! Thunder! Thunder!
Hey, how are you? I'm Larry Kenny, the voice of Lion-O, here today for my good friends Ryan and David. You may know if you listen to the podcast Radical Retro Rewind.
I love it.
All of it.
Radical Retro Rewind.
She even looks older.
You like my art collection?
Yeah, we've heard that one before, mummy.
What is it? I heard him shout.
Oh, yeah. Thundercats! Ho!
Who you calling a hoe?
Welcome back, bunglers, to another episode of Thundercats Reviews, brought to you by Radical Retro Rewind Podcast. As always, I am your host, Radical Ryan Hunter, here with everyone's favorite brother, David, for a double shot of Thundercats. And David, these are some episodes. There was a lot of fun things in these two episodes. And I'm going to tell you, Bracelet of Power, just from Mumra alone, is going to get a high point. But also, I mean, the wild workout as well. But I mean, we'll get into it. But David, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. Just off the bat, I wrote, the good news is Chitara got some new gold while exploring New Thundera. It looks like Snarf has some gold fever too. Goldfinger.
Tell me she wasn't playing it cool, though.
The Snarf with the Midas touch. I'm actually really disappointed that she didn't just try to dive into that, like, Duck McScrooge or whatever his name is.
Scrooge McDuck, because it was filled. It was filled with jewels that...
I thought she would be like, I love it. I love it. It's all... And Snarf went to grab the brazen. She's like, that's mine. Don't touch it. Her voice changed.
She did say, you'll have to bring it back though, right? So at least she did, because later on Starf is like, oh, you gave this to me. But anyway.
But I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
I mean, should we continue our update with Gemdahl? Because in the Instrum, Alan, one of our amazing bunglers, actually contacted the company.
I love you. Thank you.
And asked them, and they are going to be offering them online finally, because of course we were talking about Pizzazz the last time. We were talking about Gem being unavailable in Walmart.
I practically had to contact Synergy through my own star earrings to try to get a Gemdahl.
And those star earrings were very expensive, but worth it, right? Because you were able to secure a Gemdahl. But did you also recently come across a vintage Gemdahl?
Okay, people. I indulged myself. I found on eBay an original Gemdahl in package, never opened, came from an estate sale. The new doll is the replica from the old doll.
Yes, yes.
So I bought it. And I never buy anything for myself, so I bought it. And it wasn't cheap. But judging from the fact that looking there, there is nowhere, it's like the internet scrubbed this doll from existence, because the only other dolls that I see are from Glittering Gold, which is more popular.
I wonder if Glittering Gold, they really mass produced at that point, because why is there so many
more? This doll is first edition, original, it's, I don't know what they called it, number 4,000, like it's the edition.
When I was searching it for you, David, that came up a lot. That must have been the box number, like the unit number. So okay. It was 4,000 was the number of that gem. So I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not the
Aja could have been 4,002.
Yeah,
it
wasn't the 4,001 made. But I have to tell you, I have looked on the internet and I have not found it anywhere. Other than there was like two other on eBay. One was destroyed and one destroyed. Was out of the box that was not put together very well.
It had the box, but the box was bent up, but it came in and out too. So this is mock.
Unless someone comes out of the woodwork and presents like some perfect one, I feel like I'm winning.
I hope they package this so well.
Is a very detailed thing saying how they meticulously package it, bubble wrap, do this because of the nature of the pack thing. So yes.
So of course, this is continuing David's gem journey. So stay tuned. Go to the Instagram. Go to Universal Appeal. You might want to do a side-by-side comparison or whatnot.
I have my signed from Samantha.
Samantha.
And then I have this 40-year-old gap between them that I'm definitely going to put them together side by side and have them meet.
And you can compare to see if I held up 40 years later just as well as Jem.
I'm excited, and it's just itching me more and more to get some shelves up in this makeshift office that I have, so I can finally put out my stuff. Because I am, to anybody that collects anything, I don't care if you collect spoons. If you have something and you don't display it, what's the point of having it? I encourage you, even if, how do I put this? I know we have to get to this episode, but even
but
if you...
you want to see the stuff.
Even if you
them.
Get an inexpensive shelf from OfferUp or a secondhand store or buy some wood and stain it yourself and put some shelves up in an office or in a small space you have, unless you have children that will destroy it like mine, so I have to be really careful about these things.
Oops!
If these things bring you joy, don't waste time and having it sitting someplace, because you're not, it's not doing you any service. Even if it's something silly from your childhood, even if it's your high school yearbook and you want to have something close that remind, like, have it displayed, because it's sitting in a box in a basement or an attic or in your back of a closet. If it brings you joy in this world, is sometimes it's very hard to find joy in the little things, which I feel like, bite the bullet. And if you can afford it, like I said, get a secondhand shelf that you can repaint and repurpose or something. And just display yourself. I am anticipating being able to put the things out that I enjoy, you know?
And just speaking of it, you said it was from an estate sale. So this was somebody's possession. And God knows it could have been locked away in a box. And they went through it just like that. So yeah.
I mean, I think about that when I go, not to totally steer off topic, but like when you go to like a thrift store or an antique store or obviously for our listeners that are, you know, across the pond, as we might say in other countries, we have places called Savers, which is like secondhand stores. What's those other places called?
Well, Goodwill.
Goodwill in different places that have stuff from maybe somebody passed away or somebody's getting rid of a bunch of things. And you see, it's like going through a time machine. I see stuff that my grandmother had. My whole point with this is that I see stuff that probably somebody just put away and one day I'm going to use this and they never get to do it. And then it sits on a shelf for someone to pick through and buy at a discount for for $1 or $5 or something.
This is such a tangent, but those thrift stores are onto it now. Those Goodwills, they are charging astronomical. And plus, no, I always say, where are these Goodwills? Because I've never seen anything good in my Goodwills. But
I get it. I just, you know, it to me, having 4 kids, I've acquired a lot of clutter, and I really want to. I'm really have been thinking about simplifying my life, and I'm thinking all of the stuff that doesn't serve me, like clothing and stuff that I don't fit in anymore, like that's too big or whatever. Like, why am I holding on to these things? Like, if for clothing too, if it's in good shape, I should just donate it. I mean, I hope to never gain. We always say this when you have weight, like the issue with when you gain weight and lose weight and gain weight and lose weight, that you always have those fat clothes, as they call it. But why am I holding on to stuff that I haven't worn in like 3 years? Like, I need to start purging things. And if I can help somebody out that needs a nice dress shirt that doesn't fit me right anymore, I should do that. But I also would like, in that case, I also do want to put out the things that are important to me, just to give me joy. So
the joy, and that's what figures from our past do. And of course, our Thundercats. Today, we are starting with The Bracelet of Power, episode 15 of season 3. Now, get this. I watched this on Hulu, as usual. Hulu said October 31st of 1986. Thundercats Wikipedia, which we will be using today, says September 23rd of 1988. Now you tell me. Now tell me that is completely not only years in between, 86 and 88. I have a feeling this is 88, but again, we'll leave it up to, we don't know. So Snarf comes into possession of the Bracelet of Power, which gives him control over the Thundercats, but things go terribly awry when Mumra steals the bracelet. Thank you to our lovely Leah, who supplies us with the audio for these episodes and beyond. We see Bengali for a minute.
He's been neglecting me.
What are the writers at this point doing? Because what is the sense of having these characters? And again, this comes up. We've read in the past, writers have said, you know, there's so many, can't write for them all. But it's such an odd choice to have Bengali there for a minute. And then so many times, I mean, again, we've said this a million times, but so many times they act like there is no other Thundercats. And especially in our second episode, Lynxo, Bengali, and Pumaira could have helped out a bunch. And again, they're not on New Thundera, because our characters were on New Thundera. So they just go missing. Whatever the case is. Bengali and Tigra want to get some Z's. And like you said, Chitara unveils to Snarf. And it's a cute scene, right? She does this rundown like, yes, we were successful in finding treasures. No, we didn't talk to Egbert and Oswald. I like that she gave this rundown to Snarf.
The sooner we unload the feliner, the sooner we can snack some Z's.
Sounds good to me.
How was Thundera? Did you see Oswald and Egbert? Did you find any more of the treasure of Thundera?
What a lot of questions, Snarf. My report is as follows. Thundera is thankfully in one piece. The bad news is that we didn't have time to see either Oswald or Egbert. The good news, sir, is that we did find some items of the treasure of Thundera.
Snarf! Can I see what you found?
Sure. Tigra and Bengali are offloading it now. Come on, let's go and have a look.
Feast your eyes on this, Snarf.
It's absolutely beautiful. I've never seen anything like it. Do you think I could borrow this?
Why not?
You'll have to hand it back when we get down to analyzing what we found.
You got it.
They unveiled this treasure. She's doing good, David. She was hiding it. She was hiding that gold rush. Snarf wants to borrow the bracelet. I love that this is, of all things, is calling out to him. But honestly, David, Snarf does so much for them. I was okay with this for him. Yeah. I would adore him with gold.
But do
as
you
well.
Think that knowing that all of these pieces have usually have special properties and gifts, they would
exactly.
be a little bit more cautious about just willy-nilly handing things out? And you get a magic charm, and you get a magic charm, and you get a magic bracelet.
Yeah, not
bracelet.
Knowing what these actually do.
This one could kill you. This one makes you tall. This one makes you fall asleep forever. Like, you know, like this one controls your mind.
By the way, the bracelet gives the power of the wearer control over others.
No, it makes control over the Thundercats only.
That's what this says, others. But yeah, it is on the over the control of Thundercats.
Now,
but
I want to know what kind of race the other Thundercats, whether they have all these tools of control over other Thundercats.
Everything is controlled. Yeah. Everything is dominating control. Slaves? Slaves?
That's
like
a
Mumra.
Very interesting topic, Ryan.
Slaves? He loved that today's Mumra. You're right, David. And it wasn't until later when Panthro goes through the book and sees the bracelet of power from Zelda. That's what I thought. Like that croissant-shaped bracelet of power. Yeah. He sees it. He's like, oh, this is something in the book. To me, I would have just thought, though, David, that was like a regular jewel. There's nothing on there. There wasn't a cat symbol. There was nothing on it. So I would have thought it was just a normal bracelet. Anyway, he's wearing the bracelet. He's like, look at this. He goes to Panthro and Lionel. Look at this, this jewel that they just found on New Thundera. And he's like, Lionel, you've mentioned, you promised me you were going to make a snarf communication system.
Snarf, snarf, look at this.
What is it, Snarf?
A gold bracelet. Part of the treasure Chitara just brought back from Thundera. Look, it even fits over my paw.
So it does, Snarf. A perfect fit.
Lionel, I was wondering if I could ask you a favor.
Ask away, Snarf. Anything you want.
You said you'd make me a proper communication system so that I can communicate with the Snarfs on Thundera.
Yes, I did say that.
I was wondering if you could perhaps start on it.
I'll start on it right away. I did promise I'd make one, and make one I will.
Well, there's no real hurry.
No, you've waited long enough, Snarf. I'll get on it right away.
I can't believe it. Snarf, I guess if you don't ask, you don't get.
We saw the Snarf communication system, David. It electrocutes him. It's a bike in his room. So he really does need this. He goes, he does the classic, how many times have our Thundercats controlled? He does the classic, yes, I will do it now, Snarf. He's like, oh, you don't have to start right now. He's like, no, I promised you and I will do it. And then he realizes, what is it? It's like he goes to Wile E. Kit and Wile E. Cat. And he's like, would you mind going to the Burble Village for a little, you know, for some provisions?
Provisions, yeah.
This is normal for him. I feel like he would ask them that. And what are they going to say? No.
But here's the thing is what bothers me is Snarf says, why would the Thundercats all of a sudden help me? They never did before. So that's implying that they mistreat him.
That I didn't appreciate either, David.
Hi, kittens. Would you mind zipping over to the Burble Village to pick up some provisions for me?
Of course we will, Snarf.
Immediately, Snarf.
Why is everyone so willing to help me? It's never happened before. Why should it happen now? It all began when I put this bracelet on. Maybe the bracelet gives me power over the Thundercats.
That makes me feel bad for him. And then the thing is also, Snarf realizes that it has power over the Thundercats and he gets a very sinister, evil.
That.
Like, malicious, like. I thought Snarfs have no evil in them. He was like, ha,
yes!
Now I'm going to make them do what I want. I can control them.
Yes, David, in Mad Bubbler, Jaga tells Lionel that Snarfs are the only species who are completely devoid of evil tendencies. Yet in this episode, Snarf shows his bad side when he enjoys bossing around the other Thundercats with the Bracelet of Power. Okay, so since nothing ever affects Snarfs, maybe this is okay. Maybe this is just so strong that
maybe
it would
it's not
warp
even that.
His personality.
Maybe it's almost like a childlike thing. Like, you know, when children get, like, it's maybe it's not, but I think maybe the illustrator, the cartoonist, or however terminology we want to use, gave him that to portray like the intent as, and we're portraying it like almost like evil, but he almost wanted to make him look like out of character, controlling. You know what I'm saying? Like
that would I would
because he looked like he was
more.
Like he was giving me Mumra vibes there.
When evil. Yes, Mumra in disguise. But David, he did though. Do you remember later on when he went to go check on the communicator and Panthro and Lionel were like, he's like, help me out, Panthro. Let's test this out. It doesn't work, and he's like, make it now! Like, that was very Mumra too. Snarf did actually yell it, like, I want
do
that communicator.
Nice. Do me nice.
Done now, Lion-O. And again, of course, they're under control.
I'm transmitting now. Testing prototype Snarf communication system. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. You get that, Panthro?
Get what? I think you've still got your work cut out.
What's taking so long, Lionel?
We have a few small technical problems to fix, Snarf.
Problems? I don't want to hear about problems.
Wait up, Snarf. You're talking to the Lord of the Thundercats.
Did I ask you for an opinion?
No.
So get to it, both of you. I want these communicators working by nightfall.
Then there's this part where he sees Panthro. He's like, jump on one leg. And he's like, oh, that wasn't too bad.
And then he takes the bracelet off. And Panthro gets pissed off. Go
maybe,
find the
if
kittens.
If you want to play around, something like, well, maybe because he just thought, why did I just jump on my foot for you? And then you're making me, I don't know. But yes, he did get kind of pissed off. So, oh my God, this is the best thing in the world to me. Hi, Mumra. Welcome back.
So he's watching in the viewing pool and a fly lands on his nose and he says, like, you pesky thing, flicks it, kills it. And then he goes, thinks to himself, this is how I'm going to get into the cat's lair. Ancient spirits of evil transform me into the form of this harmless housefly or whatever, annoying housefly.
Says something about these horrible cats while you can snarf control them. You know, like, because again, Voyeur is a Mumra activation.
This bracelet gives me total control of the Thundercats. For generations, Snarfs have served Thundercats. Now, if I want it, Thundercats will serve Snarfs.
You may be in total control of the Thundercats for the moment, little Snarf. But the bracelet will soon be mine. And then you and the rest of those horrible cats will be under my control. Enjoy your power while it lasts.
Now, I'm just wondering now if he had to set up ring cameras all over their house, if he had to change the batteries out every once a month. It's like the battery in the camera in Lionel's room is running low. Mamut, sick 'em.
Mamut might as well do everything at this point. Run over there and replace these batteries.
You wretched little fly. Take that.
you, little fly. You will be my passport into Cat's Lair. Ancient spirits of evil, transform this decayed form to Mumra, the ever-living! And now, evil ones, give me the disguise of this miserable little housefly.
The fly is something I remembered our dear Zach always loved. So I reached out to him yesterday. So I sent him a picture of Fly Mumra. And he did reply back, my favorite. I might as well do some annoying.
Oh, I love that. That was my favorite.
But David, we know that these Thundercats have no screens. He's like,
Yeah, that's what I was thinking to myself too. Just find an open room.
I need to find a little crack to squeeze through. He goes, this one looks good. He almost sounds like he's like laughing to himself. Like, oh, this one looks good. I'm a fly.
There has to be a small crack that I can squeeze through somewhere around here.
Hey, buzz off!
Get out of here! Gotcha!
Maybe this wasn't such a great idea.
I love the fact that he flies around Lion-O and Panthro and then gets flicked. And then he's like, ow, no! Like, that wasn't a good idea. Like, it's so comical to me. I laughed a little bit. Yeah.
In the fly voice.
Maybe I shouldn't have done that. Like, kind of like, wah, wah. It was actually cute. It was funny.
Panthro just slaps him away. Amazing.
Isn't this a laugh? I've got the upper hand. My wish is their command.
Okay, Furbor. That bracelet will be mine.
Get away from me, you revolting creature. Yeah. Oh, I'll get you. Now you really got me mad. I'll get you. You miserable, annoying, horrible fly. Yeah, the bracelet. Mumra?
Oh, thank you, Snarf.
What? Where?
Perfect gift!
No!
So yes, I wrote Snarf gets evil eyes. But the bracelet flies off of his hand, David, at one point, and Mumra appears. And he can't fit it on his hand, though, at one point. He's like trying to fit the bracelet on that wrist. I have this problem. I have a thick wrist.
If you have a slightly larger wrist, you're always looking for that 7.5, 8, 8.5, then you want to go with the larger size. It's that easy.
Can't fit it on.
Snarf does go to attack him to try to get the bracelet back. Snarf is getting has no fear. I mean, he has fear of Mumra, but he's kind of...
Is it almost like the tiger with the, I have to touch it? Maybe the bracelet is just so...
No, I don't think so. I think he knows that Mumra means harm and he has to... I mean, he's been to Mumra's... He saved the Thundercats multiple times from Mumra.
Or, like you said, he realizes that, oh no, which he says later, I screwed up because now this gave Mumra control over the Thundercats. So, like I said earlier, Panthro decides to check the book out and he realizes that this is in the Book of Shadow. Back of Shadows. Oh my God. The Book of Omens. It's in the Book of Omens. Sorry, not on Charmed. There's this scene, David, where Tigra and Chitara are coming out. Did you notice this too?
Yes.
And Lion-O and Panthro, and they run into each other.
No, Lion-O.
And Panthro lands directly
in Tigra's crotch. It's Panthro.
No, it's Panthro. It's Panthro. Yes, oh, because I went back five times to, I couldn't get over it. Panthro is, he lands directly into Tigra's crotch. They could have animated that a million times better. I'm sorry, but I'm here for it.
Certain scenes just give me great joy. Maybe I was just fantasizing about Lion-O and Bengal. Why wasn't Bengali there on a trip?
He's worn out.
He's too busy with his hammer blacksmithing with Lion-O's sword of omens. Ba-bum-bum, psh.
You think he actually installed the screens? Maybe that's why Mumra couldn't get in. He put screens into Cat's lair.
Mumra can just magically teleport himself.
But not as the fly. He could
do some instant transmission up in here, like like Goku.
But he needs to squeeze in. Mm. This is amazing. He takes control. Welcome, slaves. You will fly me back to my pyramid in the Feliner.
I love the fact, did you see the scene where all their eyes are on the screen at one time, stacked up, and they're and
when
they're,
he puts
become...
the great eye shot, instantly controlled all of them.
And I love the fact that he demands that they take him in the theater. he's like, and I will want a comfortable seat, direct flight, and peanuts.
Direct flight? No,
I'm not doing it. Do you know I've never I've never since I've told you that I have never not had a direct flight.
I don't blame you. That's the worst. A stopover? I did that once and I hated
it. That's terrible. I'm a snot.
Now, prepare the Feliner and take me to my pyramid.
To your pyramid.
So, much like Mumra, David would be the grand queen of the parade. So, Mumra's in the back seat of the Feliner. He's driven there. And then he puts the Thundercats in a jail cell.
He says, give me your tiny sword, Lion-O.
I will give you my tiny sword. My tiny toy.
Your toy.
I hope you find your accommodations miserable and uncomfortable, slaves. Enjoy your stay. Give me your little toy sword, Lion-O.
My little toy sword.
Is there anything else this man can do than give this sword to... Does he do this here, or
he
is it the second
the
one?
Throws,
or is, in the, or is it next episode? He gives it to Ma Mutt again. Maybe
no,
it's
he
the
throws
next.
The he throws the sword, but then Ma Mutt, he tells Ma Mutt, go out and chase some burbles.
Yes, go...
Like, get out of here, go out and chase some burbles.
Enough.
He's had enough of him.
Enough of this fetch game, go outside and chase some burbles. Yeah, I loved that.
Go play in traffic.
Which is so odd for in this fetch game. Mumra, you're the one famously who played fetch with the Sword of Omens. Let's not forget your bungle. So the kittens come back with their provisions from the Burble village. Snarf goes, oh, the Thundercats are been taken by Mumra to the pyramid. They said, that's impossible. And they're like, no, it's true. Because I messed up. This bracelet controls everybody. And I messed up. So I'm going to pretend that I am under the bracelet's control because he called for the Thundercats. And they said, what if it really does control you? But that's something we have to risk. He says. It doesn't work for him, of course, because Snarf's, like we said, about the powers usually in evil, but...
But do you think that that's because once they are endowed with the power from the Sword of Omens and become officially Thundercats, they are ruled by these...
Codes.
Charms and bracelets and random things? Because Snarf is not a full-fledged Thundercat, even though they view him in many ways because he has saved their butts many times.
But that's gone back and forth, too. Sometimes he's not.
Sometimes his eyes glow, sometimes they don't. Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond joys have nuts.
Mounds don't, right?
Or what?
Yeah, mounds right? don't. Yeah, I'm enjoying mounds, yeah.
That's an old one. That's very retro for me to say because it's an old commercial from the 80s.
Yeah, they don't even talk about almond joys anymore, I'm sure.
Take me to your leader! Go on, find Mumra! Take me to him!
It seems to be working! Look!
Oh, what in the name of all the evil ones is going on here? Explain yourself, Ma Mutt.
What? would you have me do, oh marvelous Mum-Ra?
What?
I am your loyal and obedient servant. I will do whatever you command.
Useless piece of junk. Six! Enough of your fetch games! Go outside and chase some babble!
Wile E. Kit and Wile E. Cat stay in the background, and he's like, I gotta get past Mama. So he's like, take me to Mum-Ra! I need to talk to Mum-Ra! And he's like, what? Dave, this is...
How dare you come here? What are you doing here?
Now he's got a little extra. Mum-Ra, he goes, I need to rest. But before that, sweep out my sarcophagus.
I would have said, where's the broom?
He uses his tail!
I am tired, Snarf. I need to rest. But before I do, sweep out my sarcophagus. Do it now, slave!
Yes, oh wonderful one. I will do it right now. Immediately. This instant.
Do what?
Sweep out my sarcophagus.
Yes, sir. Mum-Ra, sir.
What in the name of...
Forgive me, exalted one. My old war wound is acting up.
War wound? What war?
The Great Snarf Rebellion, 42 to 47. I was a commando, you know. My hands are lethal weapons.
Oh, quiet! Now, sweep out my sarcophagus, then get down to the cells and join your pathetic Thundercat friend.
David, sweep out my sarcophagus! That's what he was screaming. Sweep out my sarcophagus!
And then, so at the same time, Wile E. Kit and Wile E. Cat are trying to retrieve the Sword of Omens, and Snarf is trying to distract Mum-Ra, and he's like, an old war wound from the great battle of, what did he say? The great...
Mum-Ra in between this, war wound? What war?
It's like the great Snarf, what was it, the great Snarf Rebellion?
He was a commando in the great Snarf Rebellion War of 42 to 47.
Very specific. War,
okay, World War II.
And Mum-Ra's like, I'm tired, just sweep out the damn sarcophagus! And then he goes, and then put yourself in the cage with the, in the cage with the rest of the Thundercats.
David, he sweeps it out for less than a second. He goes, enough, enough. Let me get my beauty sleep. I don't even know if Mum-Ra was able to close his eyes. Snarfery opens that sarcophagus.
He's snoring. I didn't know Mummy snored.
You know, I read this recently. If you don't fall asleep within, which doesn't happen for us, I know, 5 minutes of putting your head on the pillow, there's something wrong. So Mum-Ra must go instant into charging. He plugs himself in and he goes down like a robot. I'm picturing C-3PO when he turns himself off in the first Star Wars movie. He goes down.
Sir, if you'll not be needing me, I'll close down for a while.
Sure, go ahead.
So he opens up the sarcophagus and slips off the bracelet off his wrist. Is this when he runs down to...
No, because he gets the bracelet, but Wile E. Kit and Wile E. Cat are going down with the Sword of Omens. But as soon as he slips the bracelet off of Mum-Ra, the commands that he gave to the Thundercats, they break from the spell.
And you're like,
because the person holding the bracelet no longer is in command. So you have to have the bracelet on your hand for it to work.
And they all kind of like, oh, how did we end up
So here? It's like a genie in a bottle. If you're no longer in control of the bottle, your wishes are null.
The spell is reversed. So lucky enough, that worked out.
Where are we? Quickly, Lion-O. There's no time to waste.
Give me back the bracelet, wretched Snarf.
Forget it, Mum-Ra. The bracelet belongs to the Thundercats.
I'm not through yet.
So Wile E. Kid and Wile E. Cat, actually, I think it's one of them say, hurry, Lino, like, just get to it already. Use the sword, like, move.
Yes, the Thunder Kittens hand the Sword of Omens to Lion-O. And then, David, the cat symbol roars and throws him in the jail and repairs the bars on the jail cell. Now the Sword of Omens is repairing things, too.
Well, he did say, ho, but not like a full-on ho. He was like a ho, like a...
Yeah, he just did. Hey, he just hoed. Yeah, like, he hoed. That's right. He hoed.
It wasn't like a very strong. And then he goes, jail suits you or something? Or you look good behind bars?
You look good behind bars.
Prison suits you. Prison suits you, Mumra.
Ooh, do I look good in orange, Lion-O? Let me slip my bracelet on again.
Lion-O!
What is it, Snarf?
This was all my fault. I nearly gave Mumra the chance to destroy the Thundercats.
Now, don't worry about it, Snarf. All's well that ends well.
You may dismiss it that easily, but I feel I owe you all an apology. I misused the power of the bracelet you gave me. I began to enjoy bossing you all around.
They say that absolute power corrupts, Snarf. I guess what they say is true, but everyone makes mistakes.
Even Snarfs.
Besides, you've done your fair share of helping us through bad times.
Not to mention the fact that you pulled our fat out of the fire this time.
Sure. If you hadn't gotten the bracelet away from Mumra, we'd still be his prisoners.
So, it looks as though you're forgiven.
I say that this is very different from the previous episodes. There's a lot of comedy for me in it.
Did you notice the jazzy sounding ending music? Like, it's mm-hmm. the Thundercats theme, and it's in our next two episodes, but the wrap up, it has this, like, jazzy.
And I also said, again, I wonder under what context are these treasures worth having, and why were they created? Because again,
and why are they never ending?
Control.
Control of what I say and control of what I do, Janet.
Mm-hmm. Janet.
And the fact that they just find them, like she's like, yes, I'm happy to report we did find more. Like, where are they? They're just like scattered everywhere. At the same part, I do love the treasure hunting aspect, but Wile E. Kit says, you pulled our fat out of the fire this time, Snarf. And I'm like, hey, I need to start using that term. You pulled my fat out of the fire.
I need to keep my fat in the fire and burn it off.
And then at the end, they do the famous Snarf says something and they go, yes, Snarf. Like, they do the playful, like, we're under your control again.
Yeah, they do the wrap up. He Snarfs admits it. They basically say it's okay. You've done so much for us. You've saved us so many times. And he's like, just take this bracelet away from me. And all I could think of is Chitara's like, yes, I will. And I'll put it in my drawer by my bedside.
Well, that they haven't seen that, actually, that treasure chest yet since they've taken it back home.
Chitara is like, I'll hold on to it.
I'm investigating it, Tiger. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. Oh, it's, it's actually in Panthro's workshop currently. Yes. Mm-hmm. David, what are you thinking? I don't really blame Snarf because I do feel like he was under the bracelet's control and he's usually...
I don't think so. I think that Snarf is feeling... I feel like because of all the new things going on, because they're now interplanetary, I think they have a lot going on and Snarf feels slighted. And this is a theme that has happened multiple times. Wile E. Kid and Wile E. Cat always feel like they're being slighted and they're made to feel useless even though they do things. And Snarf always seems to feel like he's useless because of his size, because of his age, because of his abilities. And I feel like he thinks that this is a way of getting something done for himself. And I also think the fact that he does want to communicate now that he knows there are other Snarfs and especially his family members. And I think communicating is an important thing. And it isn't fair to him that they're not allowed to see each other, communicate more often. If you care about somebody, that should have been made a priority. They can talk to, they can contact Mandora from like a billion light years away, but they can't figure a way to contact his relatives. I kind of like, that didn't sit right with me. I don't think he was power. I think power corrupts and ultimate power ultimately corrupts, sort of a thing.
But then they say, who said that? Tigro or Chitara or Panthro?
It just went to his head because he was getting, because there's a point when even Panther's like, you're talking to the Lord of the Thundercats.
Yes.
And he's like, I don't care. I want that damn communicator.
Speaking of that, it says in the previous episode, Locket of Lies, Snarf has to use the crude Snarf communicator on New Thundera. This could be why Snarf orders Panther and Lion-O to construct a new and improved Snarf communicator. That's what I figured, and I appreciated that.
I also think that unless the sky is falling, you should be a man or a woman of your word. If you're going to do something, do it. I mean, I'm sure that Snarf prepares food for them every single day.
Yeah.
One man washes the other. But I also don't think, though, forcing somebody to do something against their will is appropriate either. But I don't think he was asking them to do bizarre things.
No.
He was asking them to follow through on something that he asked many times for them to do.
And I would do that for him, exactly, knowing how much he does, how much he is away.
And how important it is because he's alone. Even though they're together, that's his own race. And that's his real biological family members. Even though the Thundercats are a family, they are Thundercats. They are Thundercats. He's not a Thundercat, technically. He is a Snarf. And it would be nice for them to be able to communicate a little bit more.
And there was a choice that he was going to live on the planet of the Snarfs, and then he said no. So this would be a nice way for him to still communicate with them and stay with the Thundercat.
Yeah.
In this episode, we also see Mumra riding in the Feliner, which was amazing. And as we said, in the Mad Bubbler.
What kind of a conversation would one have? Do they put on music and like elevating music?
You
like,
no.
Do, 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 do. And Mumra's making a list as he's going, sweep out sarcophagus, contact aged spirits of evil. Tell the mutant that they're not allowed to have scarecrows.
My God, yeah, the totem.
Scarecrows out in front after the holiday. Those warrior maidens. Straw huts is so out.
Leaves? They did not pick up their pile of leaves after fall.
The paint on the warrior maidens huts is fading. They need to repaint. I will put that. There will be letters sent out by the HOA immediately to fix this problem. I will not have this in my community.
Do you think he's actually also just abusing Lion-O and Panther the whole entire time? They're flying. You fly horrible. You're horrible. Why are you stopping like this?
Who's the mummy now? Who's the stupid mummy now, Panthro? You bald bastard, you.
Trash in my seat. What is this? Rappers? Oh my God. What would you give this on the hoe scale?
I really enjoyed the Mumra fly thing so much that I'm going to give it a solid 4.
You know, I'm going there too. Like, oh my God, maybe 4.5.
Anywhere from a 4.3 to a 4.5.
Because it's not 100 everything I would want.
Not amazing in that sense. I just got such a thrill out of like Mumra's like ridiculous like, oh no! Yeah, like at the fly. It like made me laugh so much. And it was like so candid and so funny that I really got a thrill out of it. And I loved like the crotch shot, unfortunately.
Shout out to Leah. It wasn't Mumra's crotch shot, but hey.
I just thought it was hysterical, so I enjoyed it. So yeah, it's anywhere around, it's around there. It's creeping up on 4.5 just for the comic
the
relief.
The fly to me sweep out my sarcophagus.
I know he's like, and yeah, like, and the just the comedy really when he's like, what? Whoa. Oh yeah, like he's so annoyed. Like I would be like that with my kids. They're like, if they said something, like, I'm tired, I'd be like, what are you talking about?
Why?
I want to go to sleep. Just go to bed already and brush your teeth and leave me alone.
But I love that he still puts up with it. Yeah, that's the whole thing. Yeah, I love that. So yes, totally.
Thundercats live! Thundercats live at Madison Square Garden. All your favorite TV superstars in person. An extravagant adventure with the high-flying Silverhawks. See Gumby and Pokey. Music and excitement with the dancing street frogs. Your family will love the amazing Thundercats. The fun-loving Karate Cat. The high-flying Space Age Silverhawks. Don't miss Thundercats live now through October 11th only at Madison Square Garden. Tickets now at the Garden Box Office, Ticketron, and Teletron.
Attention, Thundercats fans! Prepare for the ultimate thrill with Hall of Omens, the unofficial ultimate guide to Thundercats toys and beyond. Embark on a global journey to unearth rare Thundercats figures from every corner of the world. Read the untold stories from brilliant minds behind the iconic Thundercats franchise, like Larry Kenny, Peter Lawrence,
Jim Meskimen, and many more. Explore over 220 pages containing 2,000 plus captivating photos and uncover all the secrets of the Thundercats toys. Become the ultimate Thundercats expert and secure your copy of Hall of Omens, the unofficial ultimate guide to Thundercats toys and beyond today at ThundercatsToyGuide.com. Thundercats, ho!
Comic Book Club News gives you the comic book news you need to know first thing in the morning every weekday in the form of digestible 3 to 5 minute long podcasts. Comic Book Club News recaps breaking news stories from Marvel, DC Comics, and beyond, Monday through Friday. New episodes drop 6 a.m. ET in the Comic Book Club News feed, so they're ready for you when you're ready for the day. Comic Book Club News. You hear it second or third, possibly fourth.
This is The Wild Workout, episode 16 of season 3, with the original air date of September 26th of 1988, or, according to Hulu, November 3rd of 1986.
Who knew? Hulu.
3 days after. You know, I'm sure we could figure this out by going to, because it looks like the last episode was probably on a Friday, and then it was the 31st, and then on a Monday, it was the 3rd of November. So that does make sense. But in order to power their flying fortress, Sky Tomb, the Lunataks abduct the Thundercats and use their muscle power to produce the energy they require.
So the episode starts with Luna yelling at the other Lunataks to move.
She's recovered from her orgasm.
Yeah, she suffered from her Lunagasm. And she says the amount of power that they're producing, she couldn't even use her blow dryer.
I guess her hair is very specific. It looks like it.
She has a particular texture to her hair. I thought it was fried.
I was going to say, it looks a little crunchy.
We should have reached Thundera hours ago. I knew we should have taken that left at the second moon of Klundar. Maybe we should just turn around. We can find the treasure of Thundera another time. Besides, my cousin Egbert warned me about the caverns of cold, and I don't like the sound of them.
You might also remember that it was your cousin Egbert who told us that he saw some of the treasure there, too.
I know. I'm sorry. I just get nervous whenever we go to New Thundera.
I know how you feel, Snarf, but we simply have to collect all the pieces of the treasure of Thundera before Mumra does.
We return to the Caverns of Cold in this episode, by the way. That makes an appearance, and I can't get over this. So, in an effort to generate significant power for the main thruster, David.
We're not going into Mega Thrust today, people.
Of their flying fortress, the Sky Tomb, the Lunataks have come up with the idea of using a variety of exercise machines, such as an exercycle, a treadmill, and a rowing machine. Unable to produce enough power by themselves, they kidnap Chitara and force her to run at super speed on a treadmill. Now, if you just heard that into anything, my God, I love that. When Tigra, Wile E. Cat, and Wile E. Kit come to her rescue, they too are caught and made to operate the other machine. So Mumra is actually in the new pyramid. So again, when does he decide, I'm gonna be on Third Earth, I'm gonna go to the vacation pyramid, I'm gonna stay here, I'm gonna go there? Because he's on the new pyramid at this point with Mama. And he pulls out what I wrote was looks like a beer stein shaker.
But isn't to get back what you were saying, isn't that whole exercise thing a trope that's used many times in many different things? Like someone running on a treadmill to like create power, to power something.
It's so crazy because one of our dear bunglers, Bonner, he started to see a little old series a while ago. This is, oh my God, I feel like a year ago. Lois and Clark, The Adventures of Superman. And when he was starting that, I was like, oh my God, Bonner, I swear there was an episode where Lois was kidnapped and she was forced to run on a treadmill or a bomb was going to go off. And when he had approached the episode, finally, he's like, I think I finally got to this episode. It wasn't a treadmill, but she was on like one of these like feet thing. Like she had a like like do the foot patterns on like a mat or something.
Oh, no.
Or a bomb would go off. Terry Hatcher, we speak your name. Yes, but I feel like this is powering something, yes, but also He-Man, the secret of the sword. We're going to power this up using your strength. But just to get back to Mumra, what...
Can you tell me why someone randomly sent my house a...
Is that the circus?
A thing of circus tickets? It was addressed to... But it was my address, addressed to somebody else.
We want you to join the circus and disappear, evidently.
I think we'd all like to know what would happen if we went to the circus.
If we joined the circus.
Anyway, go ahead.
The mutants might be going on a circus train eventually. So just to get back to that Mumra thing, do you think... I mean, it's plot convenience, but does he literally just go back and forth to the pyramids based on... And I know it's the new pyramid because it's that smaller, you know, cauldron. Just because he knows that they're going back and forth, you think?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
The Mumraft?
I think he's...
He takes the Mumraft?
I think he's bored.
So, okay. So he's there and he just realizes that they're searching, of course, again for these treasures. And I wrote, he pulls out the shaker with Thunder Catnip out of his cloak, David. Where is he holding this in his cloak?
You know what? Lion-O did hold him really close that one episode.
So he left a trail of Thunder Catnip in there?
No, he's shaking. He's putting it on himself. Come closer, Lion-O.
My God. Oh, my God. Use me as your toy.
So, those confounded Thunder Cats are treasure hunting again. Well, I would hate for them to come up empty-handed. A sprinkle of Arctic salt and a dash of Thunder Catnip, and I should be done. These are Frieson crystals, so cold that they make the caverns of cold seem like a tropical paradise. That green vapor, my horrible hound, is Thunder Catnip. It will draw the Thundercats irresistibly to the Frieson crystals. And not even those ludicrous cat suits will save them. Now, I shall wrap these crystals, and you will deliver them to the caverns of cold.
He also makes cold crystals that are so cold, but they're going to have this scent of the cat, the Thunder Catnip, that they just have to smell it.
Gotta touch him.
He wraps it up for Mama really nicely. I want to say, he's like, I'm wrapping it up for you, Mama, and drop it off. So, okay. At Sky Tomb, the Lunatics are all on gym equipment, I wrote. And I love this, though, that she is, I will be your coach. She says this to Chitara, but Chitara is doing her morning run and trying to beat a personal record.
Good for her. No one loves a bragger.
Does she usually do this, though? Like, I feel like she's always
She's doing her inner monologue. No, Chitara is in competition with nobody. She's in competition with herself. And that's the best way to be in competition.
With the clock.
With yourself. I always tell people this. I am not a competitive person. I have never been a competitive person my entire life. And some people think that that's a negative. I say I'm in competition with myself, if that's the case. And I'm not even in competition with myself. I am so secure with myself. But
that's the way to
be. She is in competition with herself. So
everybody knows, David, that I cannot keep up my full speed for after a certain point of miles.
One of my favorite lines from her: "Pride is a good thing, but pride taken too far is foolishness." Amen, Chitara.
An excellent idea. We should start with the Thundercat Chitara. Her speed alone will probably provide all the power our starter motors need.
Just a little
further, and I'll set a personal record. Grab her, Amok!
And Lynn Lipton, by the way, you're giving us Luna, Kit, and Chitara all in one scene as well in one point. So, man, you were carrying. Because we noticed that Pumaira's voice actress is now Chilla. That's it. She might as well just be like, I'm not a Thundercat anymore. I'm Chilla.
And we have the return of Chilla. Well, she hasn't been around, but we
she had her work done. She had her work done. They actually freeze Chitara. Chilla freezes Chitara as she's running. Two episodes in a row, David, they're doing this mind-altering situations. Well, this is a little different. They literally have to Aloro her. He throws the ball in her face. Well, okay, I'm putting the balls before the Chitara. So they bring the frozen Chitara to the treadmill. They defrost her and they chain her to the treadmill. This is what you would have to do to get me to probably have to actually continuously work out. They chain her to the treadmill and she's like, huh? She refuses. She's like, I will not power your machines. And Chilla starts shooting at her and she starts running. And then they Aloro, though. He's like, you will. But the way he puts that ball, David, it's like literally in her face. Like there was no... It looked like they actually threw it. Looked like she was like touching her face. It's on. Might as well be on her face. He's like, no, you will run, Chitara.
Well,
you
listen, will if run. Someone puts their ball in your face.
Oh my gosh.
You might do what they say.
Hey, what? Where am I? Lunatax.
You were in the middle of your morning workout when we so rudely interrupted you. As your new coach, I insist.
Whatever no good you're up to this time, Luna, count me out.
A little encouragement, if you please, Chilla.
Allow me to provide more permanent encouragement. You will do whatever we tell you. Now, pick up the pace.
No, no, I won't.
You will keep running, and you must run faster and faster.
I must keep running.
Another few hours, and we will have the power to start Skytomb's main engines.
And the treasure will be ours.
I wrote, he throws that ball into her face, telling her, run faster and faster. My God. So prepare to be boosted. That is what's powering. And they're like, Luna's like, oh, it's really, oh, she's one mile, whatever. She's loving it. She's loving it. Chitara is amping it up. She's amping it up, but still it's not enough for her. It's not enough for her. In the meantime, we cut to the Caverns of Cold. Panthro, Lion-O, and Snarf are investigating the Caverns of Cold for treasures, of course. And they smell. They said,
ooh, that smell. Can't you smell that smell? Ooh, that smell.
They smell the catnip, thunder catnip in the crystals. And they're instantly, again, Larry Kenny had to do two rows. It's so beautiful. The treasure of Thundera. Panthro's the same way.
I knew we shouldn't have come here.
Relax, Snarf. Everything will be okay. Huh?
Lion-O, are you okay?
I think we'll find the treasure in here.
I'm right behind you.
What's got into you two? I don't think we should go in there.
Oh, I don't like this at all.
Lion-O! Panthro! Where are you? Yeah.
We have to find the treasure of Thundera.
There's something very strange going on here.
We have found the treasure of Thundera.
Of course, Snarf. No, here we go again. Snarf cannot.
How many times can Mumra make up fake treasures?
But they're go for it. That's the thing. He might as well. And there's so many of them that really he could come up with anything at this point. But these are just crystals, literally just ice crystals that frost you at one touch. That's it. One touch is all you need. They think the crystals are the treasures, and Lion-O touches it, instantly freezes, and Snarf is like, Pantho, help him! Pantho snaps out of the mind-altering smell, and he goes to touch Lion-O. He freezes.
I put, finally, Tiger isn't the only one high.
Yeah, because they're breathing in this vapor, right? Oh, and catnip.
The bubble, I just take my bubbles. You will take these bubbles, and you will love these bubbles. I am the bubbler.
I hope you like the smell.
I hope you like smell, odor. And catnip is something that, although it doesn't affect all cats, it affects my cat, Charlie David, but it doesn't affect all cats' catnip, but it seems to affect Thundercats. Thundercatnip.
It's thunder. It's an aphrodisiac, really. Anybody knows the formula, please send it to me. And and the address, whether it's on a different planet, of Lion-O and Bengali. Thank you.
Bengali, we speak your name, because of course, y'all weren't here again.
The treasure of Thundera is so beautiful.
I'm freezing. Let's grab those things and get out of here.
I must have them. There's danger. Sword of Omens. Give me sight beyond.
Banfro, what's happening? Help him.
Lionel.
Oh, what's happening? Wake up. I knew something like this would go wrong.
It's a job well done, my horrible hound. It's only a matter of time until we have a complete set of frozen Thundercats.
So, the Sword of Omens actually warns Lion-O. Too late, though. He's mid Sword of Omens, give me sight beyond. And he passed, and he's done.
Mid-freeze.
But I appreciated the sword trying, though. Although, as he walked in, it should have went, dun, dun, dun.
Maybe the sword was like, oh, let him figure this one out himself. I'm so tired of it.
He's got this one. He's got this one. He's not going to fall for that.
Oh. Again.
Oh, wait. Mumra says soon he'll have a complete set of frozen Thundercats. Taro was frozen by Chilla, and Mumra separately, completely separate, not even realizing what's happening, is also freezing Thundercats.
Yeah, but they're unfreezing them. Chilla's just using it to trap them. So I guess it is, but a Chilla is, that's her power to begin with. So not really a coincidence.
Back at Cat's lair, Tigra asks the kittens if they have you seen Chitara? It's been quiet around here. We haven't heard her counting those gold coins in a few hours. So they said she went out on her usual run, and she hasn't returned hours ago.
That's why you should have communicators.
She does, though, in her stick, but
never uses it.
So Robear Bill ran all the way, I'm assuming, from the Burble Village.
We've never established how close any of these things are.
I mean, they have the map that they drew on things, but
Has anyone seen Chitara?
She went on a training run.
But that was hours ago.
Slow down, Rover Bill. Take your time and start from the beginning.
I saw them capture Chitara.
You mean the Lunatics have captured Chitara?
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
It sounds like we should go pay a visit to Skytomb.
he tells them that Chitara's been captured. They end up going, we have to go to Sky Tomb. The Lunatics took her. Thank you, Robert Bill. Love him, love him, love him.
At Sky Tomb, when it crumbles,
no, it's,
we will stand tall and face it all at Sky Tomb.
Tigra says, let's go rescue her. He tells the kittens to stay behind. I thought it was bad that he didn't just go invisible at this point. Now, is this a bungle? Could he have gone invisible and not be seen? But Wily Kit and Wily Cat come along. Kit says, we gotta. What if something happens to him in the Bronx? We gotta follow after Tigra.
What if he sees J-Lo from the streets?
I used to live here. Who? Jennifer Lopez.
Who's that? Me.
We can't just stand around and do nothing. Let's go after him.
No, Wily Kit. Tigra told us to stay out here and wait.
Yeah, but who knows what's inside? We should go give him a hand.
Well, okay.
I thought I told you two to wait for me by the Thunderclaw.
We couldn't let you go in alone.
Well, okay. But stay close behind me and stay alert.
They get to the workout room. They see that Chitara is forced to work out in their ghetto gym that Luna put together. And they are put to work. Tigra is doing some kind of...
He's rowing.
Rowing.
Well, you know, he likes his arms stretched and legs.
I was just thinking that. Why did they...
It's the 4 points. There's only 2 points on this one, but...
He's like, my feet might be bound, but let me row as quickly as I've ever rowed before. Kit and Kat are on elliptical machines.
It's not a Peloton. It's a Lunaton.
At one point, they want them to go faster. And Chitara, I guess, is out of the bull's mesmerizing gaze. Because she's like, they're just children.
She's like, they can't. She's thinking to herself, they can't hold on for much longer. They're getting tired. And they're like, we're so tired. Luna's like, I don't care. Just keep pedaling.
Faster, you miserable.
They're doing their best.
Save your breath, Chitara.
You gotta do something. The Thunder Kittens can't go on much longer like this. Maybe I can overload the generator.
I'm with you, Chitara. Let's give Sky Tomb a workout.
We're with you too!
Wouldn't this be honestly horrible? Because you know once you get past that wall, there's like that, they say you hit the wall. They must have hit the wall and they were just, but Chitara, whatever the case is. So she gets this idea, I'm just going to overpower the system. Leave it to me because clearly I need to do this. She starts running so fast and Tigra automatically knows. He's like, yes, Chitara.
I'm with you, Chitara. I'm going to put these two paddles, one in each hand and keep twisting and turning and bending and rocking them back and forth over and over again as fast as I can.
Unless did you think he just was like, oh yeah, Chitara's really going for it. Let me go. Oh yeah, Chitara, you're feeling the burn. Yes, Chitara, I'm with you.
Chitara.
Oh my God, he's skiing, if you know what I mean.
He's skiing. I'm skiing, Chitara.
She's like, oh God, it's up to me. It's up to me again.
She's like, oh God, is he going to get high again?
So Kit and Kat also do the same exact thing too. And somehow this overloads the system. Cut back to...
Cut back.
Mumra goes, let's take a look at our ice show.
Well, let's go and take a look at our ice show.
And he appears with Mom Mutt in the cave, and he sees all three of them frozen together as one. Snarf,
his tail did not freeze.
It unfroze faster because we found out his aunt Esmeralda knit him a tail.
Cozy.
So the tail gets warm enough to, and it's, ooh, that tail has a mind of its own. It finds the Sword of Omens, activates it enough, like shakes it to like activate. Right? That's what he did. He like kind of like woke it up, and then Lion-O wakes and instantly he destroys the crystals, right? But Mumra does that Conan the Barbarian thing, David, where he goes behind one of the glass crystal walls, and there's many of them, and he's like, oh, let's find who the real one is, Thundercats.
Yes, and exactly. You know what? We so think alike, because that's exactly what I was thinking. It was the Conan Barbarian. It was the Snow Dancers from Sailor Moon. Like, when there, it was the, that's done, it's been in a few different movies.
You gotta pick the right wall. So they're Panthro's shooting with the nunchucks, and Lion-O, of course, and they finally got the right one, and they shoot Mumra with the Sword of Omens.
And he goes, a taste of your own medicine. He freezes him, right? And he freezes Mama too.
But Snarf says, I know this is going to sound familiar, but let's get out of here. Now, wasn't this the perfect time, David, for them to snap that head off the frozen mummy, like you would have said?
I've since passed that threshold.
Oh, really? Have you?
Because
it
doesn't matter, no matter what you do.
I know this is going to sound familiar, but let's get out of here.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
We forgot to mention, I just saw David, Chitara left hair in Sky 2. Like, long strands of hair. You didn't remember this? Tigra's like, she has been here. They pick up, like, strands of her hair. Like, it looks like long strands of golden hair.
Take a look at this.
It looks an awful lot like Chitara's.
But here's the thing. Here's another thing I wanted to mention is Sky Tomb. So they overload Sky Tomb. Sky Tomb crashes. They get out from the wreckage. They survive the wreckage. This is the second time in two episodes that Sky Tomb has crashed. Isn't Sky Tomb like damaged irreparably?
It was damaged though this time. Did you see the moon was even broken? Because Lion-O goes, we flew over Sky Tomb and it looks like they were having trouble. And Kit says, it's a long and painful story.
We met Jenny from the block. Child labor laws and everything were broken. Oh my God.
Child labor. They're all sore.
I didn't even get a bagel with no shmear and nothing.
While you were gone, Lion-O, this is what happened.
I didn't have no pizza or nothing.
We're sore. We were sore.
Made me exercise and it was terrible.
Welcome back.
It sure feels good to be back. Did you two have a good time while we were gone?
Not exactly. It's a long
and painful
story.
Does it have anything to do with Sky Tomb? As we flew by, it seemed as though they were having some trouble.
I want 10,000 more push-ups and another 4,000 miles on the treadmill so we can finish up these repairs.
So Sky Tomb, yes, she says, Kit, that Chitara overloaded the whole Sky Tomb and brought it down, and she's like, don't lie. But
you
yes,
did something.
Me.
I mean, Tigra really went at it with the skiing machine.
Tigra was really rowing for it.
He was going for it.
After that ball went in his face, I gotta tell you, Tigra was rowing like a hero.
And he kept saying Lion-O and
Bengali.
And Bengali Lion-O. Over and over again. He was drawing strength from you.
Lion-O, you didn't even have to be there. What about Chitara? She was evidently taken so hard that they took strands out of her hair. She literally left a patch of hair.
All they had to do was put a piece of gold in front of her on a string like they do in like Bugs Bunny cartoons with a piece of food of the Roadrunner or whatever and running to get food.
The commercial with that old man who had a dollar bill or something. He's like, We find out that Kat says he kind of liked working out and he's going to continue working out. And Chitara says, we're going to see a whole new Wile E. Kat. Girl, no you ain't.
No, you're not. He's still going to be the runt of the litter, unfortunately.
He lying.
I would love to see him grow up, though, and see, like, how
both
they would make him. Well, yeah, of course, but, like, he's the someone is exercising or whatever. Let's see. If
this is forgotten, David. They have no time for exercising after this.
Then Chitara ran so fast, she brought the whole Sky Tomb down.
Wily kid, you're exaggerating.
Well, I'll say one thing about your adventure. You all look like you're in terrific shape.
Oh, I'm still so sore. If I never see another exercycle again, it'll be too soon.
You know what they say, no pain, no gain.
Well, I think I've gained enough for a while.
Well, I don't know. I think I'll keep working out.
I think we're seeing the birth of a whole new Wily Cat.
Just looking at those suits sends shivers down my spine.
Snarf, there's still one thing I don't understand. Why did your tail start to defrost when we were all frozen solid in the cave?
Well, the Snarf motto is to always be prepared. When I heard that we would be exploring the caverns of cold, I made sure to bring my Snarf tail mitten. Those crystals may have been too cold for our Thundercat thermal suits, but nothing is too cold for the mitten my Aunt Esmeralda knit me.
Once more, I wrote the jazzy Thundercats theme returns. It's like very jazzy and upbeat with the theme. Trivia. In this episode, we see that Thundercatnip is one of the other substances that has no effect on Snarf. Even though Aloro is shown hypnotizing the captured Thundercats using his mind control powers, a few seconds later, they are inexplicably shown to be out of their stupor. That's exactly what I was saying. All of the tower Thundercats are missing from this episode. And we also learn about Snarf's aunt, Esmeralda, who is good at knitting. So a goof, David. Aloro puts all of the Thundercats that the Lunatex capture under his mind control and order them to exercise as fast as he can. Strangely, after a few scenes, they are no longer under his control. After Lionel, Panther, and Snarf are frozen stiff, Snarf uses his tail to place the Sword of Omens in Lionel's hands, and it defrosts him. But when Lionel first got frozen, he was holding the sword in his hand, and it didn't free him from the ice. You know, as I was explaining here, that's why I said he must have activated it, because he shook it around, because it was in his hand. On our hoe scale, what would you give this hoe?
I liked it. I don't think it was poorly written or anything. Probably like a
3.7, 3.8. Because I don't know. I'm just, maybe because we only have like a handful left, but.
What do you mean a handful left?
Well, like maybe like 20 episodes or that's something. It? Like, dang.
And the series is over?
It's over. So, like, I feel like we're 25 more kitty cat episodes. So, yeah, I would give it a 3.8/4. Yeah, I liked it, David. I liked it. But, of course, we have one more thing to take care of.
You are a worthless, bungling idiot.
Bungler.
You bungler. Once again. You have failed.
You bungled it!
Who is our biggest bunglers?
First episode, definitely, I'm going to say the Thundercats on the whole, because instead of just handing out treasures of Thundera, they should really research them, because they could potentially do a lot of harm.
Clearly, every episode.
Like the book sucking you into a parallel universe where you have to present something, otherwise you're in big trouble.
Chain of loyalty.
Otherwise, P.F. Chang's is going to shoot at you.
Oh my God. Until we continued, we haven't seen the end.
So that's one.
Snarf, would you give anything to Snarf? I don't blame him as much, because
I don't think he bungled anything. For me, that's the biggest bungle, is the Thundercats not realizing that they can't just to look at him. I wouldn't even want to be touching this stuff until I realize what its potential is.
But what about also Mumra, though, for not... every time he's gotten this sword, now 2 episodes in a row, and he still does not get rid of it, David. Chew on it, Mama. He did it again. He chewed on it in the cabin.
Well, that's a bungle, too, because... but that seems to be his...
his thing.
Like,
his,
I would have opened up a portal or something and sent
it
into...
he's got a blockage.
I would have sent it to
Limbo of Moonstar. Yeah, Limbo.
Moonstar of Limbo. No, I would have sent it to with Chitara's boyfriend in the mirror. I don't know. I would have sent it someplace.
The Wild Workout? Now, Coach Luna, who, oh, by the way, she wants them to all exercise at the end. We didn't mention that. She's like, get going! More laps on these bikes or whatever.
But that was to fix Sky Tomb, though.
To fix? How, yeah, how would that fix Sky Tomb?
I don't know. The second one, I'm going to say the Thundercats again, because they seem to be so fixated on these treasures, they don't do any real
anything else
research. They don't reconnoiter. They don't reconnoiter,
reconnoiter
the area.
They don't reconnoiter
the area. They just kind of, oh, we have to get these treasures because someone else might get them. They don't even research in the book the different, because the book clearly has pictures of all the treasures. Wouldn't you at least thumb through to see the different types of treasures to realize that there are no crystals in that book?
Or at the same time, are they nervous to open it now? And
but then how come Panther was looking through it like it was a novel.
A Reader's Digest.
Reader's Digest. Old reference. That's a hard one for me, but I mean, yes, Mumra being so willy-nilly with the Sword of Omens, definitely, because if it's in close enough reach, Lino could call
that's
for it.
That's the thing!
So that's a big bungle. That is a big bungle. So I would say, generally, Mumra continues to bungle that. So overall, he bungles it consistently. But for me, the Thundercats did definitely bungle the first episode because they should be more careful with the treasures. And the other bungle for me is with the Thundercats not having the foresight. Like, this is like, okay, so if this happens again to them in this series, I'm going to be pissed off because how many times has Mumra done this to them? So like, I'm like a little bit like, you know, enough. Like, have a little
but
more.
You're right, it's because they just run into these treasures.
It's like me calling them up and saying, oh girl, I think there's a piece of gold on this on the sun, go get into the sun and get it. Like, no, come on.
There might be word
think
on the street is
think before you cave. Run in. Oh yeah, there's a piece of the treasure that's hovering right near a black hole that you might get sucked in, but it's lingering there. Just go get it. And Memoir's like, it's just an illusion I put there. Now you're all gonna get sucked into a black
hole. Yes,
come
exactly.
on. Come on. Maybe I'm being critical now that you told me that we're getting closer to the end, so I have to be more hypercritical. But that's how I feel at the moment.
I can't fault you for that, other than Mumra putting the sword in another room, at least.
Wouldn't he just do... I would do something with it. If I could break it, I would have Tug Mug break it. I would put it in pieces.
Yeah, he's already broken it. You're right.
I would scatter it. I would cover up the Eye of Thundera. The Eye of Thundera. I would put it into limbo. I would put it through in a black hole. I would put it someplace where I think, and if it was broken, like if it was actually broken, do you think that it can be summoned? Like, in other words, if it's physically broken, it would be broken. So why couldn't he just have Tug Mug break the sword, separate the pieces, and then Lino could not summon it because the sword is broken?
Yeah.
And that would be the end of the Thundercats.
And then they could have had episodes where they had to get the fragments of the sword and Bengali had to forge it back together.
In his private quarters.
Wherever he is. Wherever you are, Pumaira Bengali Lingso. Wherever you are. Bunglies, bunglies, bunglies. We hope we tied you over this week with our episodes. In 2 weeks, we have two more episodes with the return of Zakra, the ever wonderful.
Aw, Zach.
And we will be doing the Thunderscope and the Jade Dragon. And guess what? I think those are more treasures too, so we'll have to see if the formula continues.
Are we going to P.F. Chang's?
Not until, I think, the Book of Omens, which is the last episode. Dun, dun, dun! But don't fear, bunglers, because you could always reach David at Universal Appeal 2020, all one word, as well as the Radical Retro Rewind Podcast, one word, on Instagram, Thundercats 1985 reviews on Instagram as well. You know, we're always new every week, even when we're not doing Thundercats. We do regular movies and things like that, but we love you, bunglers. We love you so much. Well, first off, I think I'm going to take out the working out equipment from Luna. I'm putting out the equipment for you here. I'm setting you up in this room, David. Here, you're going in the workout room. And let me tell you, Thundercats, ho on your elliptical.
Can I ask you something? Am I always going to be a ho, even after the series is over? Who are you calling a ho?
I used to live here.
Where's your name?
My name is Jennifer.
Jennifer?
Yeah, I used to live up, and my room was upstairs right there.
Jennifer
Lopez.
Who's Jennifer Lopez?
Me. I used to live here.
money on your next bathroom upgrade. Now at Menards. Check out our great selection of shower heads from Waterpik. They have innovative, sleek designs with Power Pulse, therapeutic massage for your comfort. Enjoy a better shower experience today with Waterpik. Get a 6-spray handheld shower head on sale now through April 6th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.